Women's E-News, weekly summary of news about women, women's issues, and from women's perspectives, from the weekly Cheers and Jeers column of August 23, 2008. I'm Sandy Billings. Let's start with the good news. Cheers for the signing of an equality treaty. A long-delayed protocol was signed at the South African Development Community Summit to guarantee women's equal rights. The protocol contains 25 separate articles specifying women's rights, ranging from 50% female representation in all levels of government to access to clean water. It also sets specific targets for achieving gender equity. Gender-based violence, including marital rape, is banned. Free primary and secondary education and equal protection under the law are among the new guarantees. The protocol was developed over the past 7 years, but has met with strong opposition among member states in the past. It is now signed by 12 heads of state. Colleen Lowe Morna, the executive director of Gender Links, a group based in South Africa, said it's been a long journey. Quote, "The protocol has been watered down and we are not entirely happy by that, but there are 23 concrete targets set down that each country must work towards. It is one of the most concrete and explicit documents on gender equality in the region, and it will be a challenging target to all governments," end quote. More news to cheer this week. The California Supreme Court has ruled medical providers cannot deny care to patients because of their sexual orientation. This ruling comes against a San Diego clinic that refused artificial insemination to a lesbian couple. And the Kakwel Indian Tribe of Oregon has legalized same-sex marriage within its jurisdiction. The tribal law is in effect despite a state constitutional amendment that limits marriage to a man and a woman. Afghan families are beginning to speak out publicly about their daughters being raped. This is part of a media campaign to bring awareness to the issue. Commentator Nushin Arbabzada wrote that the effort represents a significant shift in a culture that frequently silences or shuns victims, such as a 12-year-old girl who is gang-raped and whose family was ridiculed for seeking official justice. The public campaign also prompted a response from the government of Hamid Karzai and has led to arrest. Religious scholars also spoke out against sexual violence. In Vietnam, gender-selective abortions have resulted in 105 males being born for every 100 females in 2005. Now Vietnam's Ministry of Health has asked health clinics and hospitals to stop providing ultrasounds for gender-selective abortions, enforcing a ban already in place. Across 16 provinces in Vietnam, there are between 115 and 128 boys for every 100 girls. European women earn 16% less than men for equal work, but the gender wage gap is narrowing. The gap has dropped each year since 2001, when it was 20%. In a rare show of public criticism against the monarchy, women's rights activists in Swaziland have spoken out against royal extravagance and a shopping spree by 8 of the king's wives. Activists said the spree was a waste of money for a nation that has the world's highest HIV rate. Jim Gama, the governor of the royal capital, condemned the activists as un-Swazi, saying, "I have never heard of women marching." And now for the downside of the news, jeers for the Bush administration's latest abortion rules. The Bush administration issued new rules on Thursday that will allow doctors and healthcare providers to refuse to provide abortions to patients and will undermine women's access to reproductive health care and birth control. Clinics and hospitals that require employees to provide abortion services or referrals could lose all federal funding under the new policy. An earlier draft of the new regulation met with fierce condemnation from reproductive rights groups because it redefined abortion to include some forms of contraceptive pills and intrauterine devices. In less than a week, over 325,000 people signed a petition circulated by Planned Parenthood, which protested the new definition. And 57 groups wrote to the Health and Human Services Department to oppose the earlier draft. In the final version, the new definition of abortion was not included. But Health and Human Services Secretary Michael Levitt said opponents of abortion rights are likely to press the definition. Karen Brower, the president of Pharmacists for Life, said that's how she expects the members of her group to react. Anti-choice pharmacists have increasingly refused to dispense emergency contraception, which prevents the implantation of the fertilized egg but does not cause an abortion. The new policy goes into effect after a 30-day public comment period. More news to jeer this week. The University of San Diego withdrew the offer of an endowed chair to scholar Rosemary Radford Ruther after Catholic groups criticized her selection for the position. Ruther supports abortion rights and serves on the board of Catholics for a Free Choice. Also noted in the news, the Census Bureau announced that the number of women between 40 and 44 years old who remain childless has doubled in a generation from 10 to 20%. Hispanic women have the highest fertility rates with 2.3 children each. Non-Hispanic women aged 14 to 44 have 1.9 children each. Over one-third of women with children are unmarried, and nearly 60% of women with a recent birth are in the labor force. In memoriam, Representative Stephanie Tubbs Jones of Ohio died Wednesday after suffering a brain hemorrhage. She was 58 years old. Elected in 1998, she was the first African-American woman to represent her state in Congress. Tubbs Jones campaigned frequently for female political candidates, most recently supporting Senator Hillary Clinton, and was an active figure in the women's rights movement. Tubbs Jones was also the first black woman to serve on the influential House Ways and Means Committee and was one of 11 members of Congress to vote against the 2003 authorization of the war in Iraq. These news briefs were compiled by Jennifer Thurston. Rita Henley Jensen is the editor-in-chief. This production of Women's E-News is brought to you by VP Foundation and Yin Radio. Background music is by Joan Hickey. This column and more news about women can be found at the Women's E-News website, womensenews.org. For Yin Radio, I'm Sandy Billings.